This is Ada. She's got a secret and it's hidden inside this red bag. Does she refuse to have sex in the bedroom? No. Does she do whatever Oprah tells her to do? No. Or does she expect men to give her a weekly $500 shopping allowance? No. We'll open up this bag and a whole lot more coming up on Baggage. Secrets for a chance at love. Right now, let's meet our dater. She's a substitute teacher from Gary, Indiana. Please welcome Ada. Hi, Ada. How are you?
Good.
Very nice to meet you. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
I have a big family. I have Puerto Rican roots and love going to visit Puerto Rico, and I love my culture.
Beautiful. Good.
I love to dance. Oh, yeah, I love to dance.
Well, the big dance down there is the salsa.
Salsa.
Yeah.
Huge, yes. I love it. They want to see it. I think we should show them.
So you're here looking for what kind of a guy?
Someone just smart, witty, you know. Easy on the eyes.
Well, I saw the guys backstage. Good looking guys. But like the rest of us, they got some baggage, though.
Oh,
I should tell you that. Yeah.
Yeah.
You ready to meet him?
Yes.
Okay, let's do it. He's a circus performer from Greensboro, North Carolina. Help me welcome Kip.
Hi, Ada. How are you? I have a pilot's license. It's kind of my hobby. I love to fly. I also love the beach. I love dining out. So maybe we could fly to a city of your choice, have a nice dinner, and I would love to fly you to the moon,
That sounds good.
Up next, he's a drummer from Huntington Beach. Say hello to Robert.
How's it going, Ada? I'm into extreme sports. I like a good night on the town or roughing it in the woods.
There you go. And finally, he's a massage therapist from Los Angeles. Give it up for Kevin.
Hi there, Ada.
Hi.
I love your smile, by the way.
Thank you.
So I have a master's degree in spiritual psychology. I spend my time outdoors meditating and doing yoga. I'd love to take you to the beach and give you a massage and feel our consciousness rise.
Three good-looking guys, right?
Yeah.
As you see, they brought along three bags, and as the secrets packed inside get bigger, well, so do their bags. Now, this way, Ada can use the information to figure out who she wants to date. So, gentlemen, it is time to show us your smallest piece of baggage. Let's start with Kip. I cover my bald spots with cork. Is that where you burn the cork and then you...
Jerry, I have no idea. I actually have never heard of this. It concerns me a little, you know, if you're covering bald spots, what else are you covering? You know? I don't know.
Why don't you just pull the cork, drink the wine, you won't care that you're bald.
Exactly.
I'm just thinking. Why? No, how do you do that?
Yes, actually, I have a bald spot, so I take corks from either wine or champagne bottles. I take a lighter, I burn it, it becomes black, I rub it on the bald spot, it looks like I have hair.
Okay, Robert, please reveal your baggage. I'm obsessed with Animal from the Muppets. Well, he likes playing with puppets. Watch out where he puts his hands. That's all I'm telling you.
Right. I work with kids, and you know, I'm used to seeing kids play with puppets. But for a grown man, it's a little concerning. You know what?
So how did this all come about?
Animal was my inspiration to start playing the drums.
For those who might not know, Animal is the drummer on the Muppets, right?
He's the drummer of the Muppets, and I have a tattoo.
You have a tattoo?
I have a tattoo to show everyone.
Oh, wow.
What if Miss Piggy had been your inspiration? What would you have become?
I don't know.
Kevin, please reveal your baggage. I have artificial hips and 3 screws in my toes. Is that a concern?
Well, you know I like to dance, and I am adventurous, so my concern would be, can you keep up with me?
Well, I played fast and hard when I was young and wore my hips out. But they're titanium now. And, yes, I have metal screws in my toes as well. It slows me down at the airport, but not in the bedroom.
Up next, Ada boots someone's bag. Find out who it is when we return. Hey, welcome back to Baggage. Now, earlier we saw the guy's smallest baggage. We've got Kip, who covers his bald spots with cork. Robert, who is obsessed with Animal from the Muppets. And Kevin, who has artificial hips and 3 screws in his toes. Ada, it's time for the deal breaker round, and that means revealing another outrageous secret. Now, we've placed their bags here randomly, and when Ada decides which baggage turns her off, well, whoever claims that particular bag will, of course, be going home. It is time to unlatch more baggage. Bag number one. I refuse to give presents for birthdays or holidays. Look for the guy without a package. Bag number two. I believe in Bigfoot and the Loch Ness Monster. Bag number three. I was a crack addict. Well, the good news is the was. You know, I mean, you know, good for him, whichever one it is, that it's over. Well, here we go. I was a crack addict. What is your concern there?
My concern would be, you know, would you go back to it?
Yeah. I believe in Bigfoot and the Loch Ness Monster.
Are you gullible?
Yeah. Well, maybe this guy is on drugs, too. No, I don't.
Wait.
Okay. I refuse to give presents for birthdays or holidays.
I have heard in certain religions that they don't celebrate certain holidays.
Yeah.
But is it because of your beliefs or is it because you're too cheap?
Well, Ada, now it is time to choose the baggage that you just can't handle. And when you do, as I said, the guy that claims that bag will be going home. So, which of these is your deal breaker?
You know, my deal breaker is... was a crack addict.
Okay. Gentlemen, please claim your baggage. Kip, is there anything you'd like to say in your defense here?
Well, not much I can say other than I realized it was bad. I haven't done it in over 25 years.
Oh, well, that's... Oh, there you go. Good for you for getting over it. I'm sorry, Kip, but it is time to pack up and go.
You're a very nice girl. It's just a shame you'll miss out on this nice guy.
Well, two guys remain. We've got Robert, who believes in Bigfoot and the Loch Ness Monster, and Kevin, who refuses to give presents for birthdays or holidays. Gentlemen, please join us over here on the hot seat.
Hi, Hayda, you didn't see my final baggage, the biggest baggage right here. Every woman I've ever dated has dumped me, so it's not like it's anything new. But I will say this, the reason they dumped me is because they don't get to see me do the hip-hop.
Your concerns about their baggage. Let's hear what the guys have to say. Now, Robert believes Bigfoot and the Loch Ness Monster exist. Kevin, what are your thoughts?
I mean, what else? The Tooth Fairy? I mean, the unicorns? This could be a problem. I mean, you could get abducted by aliens.
Robert, what do you want to say?
Well, people didn't believe Christopher Columbus when he said the world was round.
This is true.
People don't know. A lot of people haven't seen it yet, and if you have seen it like I have, then you'll know the truth.
Now, Kevin refuses to give presents for birthdays or holidays. Robert, what are your thoughts about that?
Don't you want to feel special, Ada? You want to be ignored by this guy? Are you cheap? What's your deal? Cheap, stingy,
well,
no presents?
Actually, there's a lot of ways to give, and they don't need to be material. And I'm not that into material possessions. And annual events are kind of forced and contrived, and I'd rather take you away unexpectedly on an exotic trip or something like that.
Gentlemen, it is time to bring the heat. Now, I'm going to ask each of you some questions that will help Ada make up her mind. Let us start with Robert. Robert, please step into the hot spot. I want you to give me the very first answer that comes to your mind, okay? What school subject best describes your love life? Chemistry, drama, or ancient history?
Chemistry, of course.
If you were granted one wish in the bedroom, what would it be?
For it to never stop. To never have to leave.
And finally, impress Ada by showing off your most unique talent.
I think I'll probably show you my impression of one of the animatronic figures on the Pirates of the Caribbean, the drunk one straddling a cannon.
Very good.
Good job.
Wow. That was actually very good.
That was funny.
Ada, what do you think of his responses?
You were funny. You made me laugh. I liked your little impression at the end. So I liked it.
Kevin, please step into the hot spot. What are you least likely to share with a woman? Your house key, your cell phone, or your credit card?
My credit card.
Name one thing you appreciate on a woman that other men may not.
I like crow's feet, little wrinkles.
Complete this sentence. After a night with me, Ada will realize there's no substitute for my...
hands.
So, Ada, what do you think of Kevin's answers?
I really like that you can appreciate a woman at whatever stage she's at. So that was really appealing.
Ada, don't celebrate just yet because you still haven't seen Robert and Kevin's biggest baggage, and that can change everything. And don't forget, Ada brought some baggage too. Does she refuse to have sex in the bedroom? Does she do whatever Oprah tells her to do? Or does she expect men to give her a weekly $500 shopping allowance? We'll reveal the truth when we return. Substitute teacher looking for a full-time romance. Now, our two single guys are about to open up their biggest secrets hiding in their bags, and, well, Ada has to make her final decision. Will she choose Robert, who's obsessed with Muppets and believes in monsters? Or Kevin, whose body is as screwy as his gift-giving skills? Gentlemen, it is time to open your biggest piece of baggage. Robert. I have three groupies that I sleep with.
What's your concern here?
You know, my concern is that he's living a wild life.
Robert, what about that?
Well, I've played in some pretty big bands. The groupies have kind of gone the extra mile to get noticed. So when I'm single, I have, you know, enjoyed the single life. But and when I'm in a relationship, I totally ignore the groupies. I'm monogamous.
Okay. Kevin, please reveal your baggage. I live in a commune with 12 other people.
Ooh, you say three is the crowd, but you have 12. You know, like, are people walking around naked? Are you so free, natural? We love the earth. We eat everything we plant. You know, what's going on here? Is this to an extreme?
Well, it's a really supportive environment.
Yeah.
And we do try to minimize our impact on the planet, and we grow our own food and share meals together and support each other. And there is, you know, sunbathing, but there's not like wild streaking or raves or anything like that.
Now, Robert, tell Ada here why she should choose you and not Kevin.
Well, I might seem pretty wild, but I'm very balanced. I'm down to earth, really humble for the position I am in. Plus, why would you want to be with this guy? Living on a with a bunch of hippies, a broken up body, and what was the other thing?
All right, Kevin, tell Ada why she should choose you and not Robert.
Because I can see beyond your baggage. I see your inner beauty. And I'm not going to tell you a story about seeing a fictitious creature and promise you I'll be monogamous. I'll tell you that.
Well, it's time to choose. Will it be Robert, who is obsessed with Animal from The Muppets, believes in Bigfoot and the Loch Ness Monster, and has three groupies that he sleeps with? Or will it be Kevin, who has artificial hips and three screws in his toes, won't give presents for birthdays or holidays, and lives in a commune with 12 other people?
Robert, I absolutely like that you're driven in your career. You're still excited by it. I mean, that's pretty cool. On the other hand, your career puts you out there quite a bit, like three groupies a bit. And, you know, that concerns me. Kevin, I like that you are spiritually in tune. I like that you are, you know, kind of like at peace with yourself. I wonder, do you do it to an extreme where, you know, living with 12 other people, are you open to living with one, you know, other person?
Well, Ada, it is time to send one of these guys packing.
I'm sorry, but Robert, you have too much baggage.
I'm sorry, Robert, but it is time to pack up and go.
Ada, I was getting ready to rock your world.
Whoa! But good for you, Kevin and Ada! But it's not over yet. Will Kevin be with her after seeing her big baggage? We'll find out right after this. Stay with us. Chosen Kevin here for a nice date, but the shoe's on the other foot, and now, of course, it is his decision. What's the secret in Ada's big red bag? Does she refuse to have sex in the bedroom? Does she do whatever Oprah tells her to do? Or does she expect men to give her a weekly $500 shopping allowance? Kevin, what is the toughest baggage for you to accept?
It sounds like she wouldn't have a lot of spine and a real sense of self if it were, in fact, she did Oprah's, followed Oprah.
Ada, please reveal your baggage. Oh, no! I do whatever Oprah tells me to do. Oh! What's going on?
It's Oprah! Oprah! Who wouldn't do everything she said? I follow her books, I follow her online, Twitter, Facebook, everything. She's positive. Oprah is very positive. Come on. Are you serious?
Well, yeah, obviously she's an enormous influence in the world and a positive one. So, but you have to now make your decision. So I'm asking you, Kevin, can you accept Ada's baggage?
I'm sorry. I can't accept your baggage.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Thank you so much. You are charming.
Thank you.
Thanks for being with us. Oh, good. Whoa.
Well, no match today, but remember, when it comes to romance, sometimes your baggage can really weigh you down. We'll see you next time.
Who doesn't like Oprah? If you don't like Oprah, what is wrong with you? Who doesn't like Oprah? I love Oprah.
Well, it is lovely, but I like to practice silent meditation in our community, and that might be a problem with her.